Do you ever discuss salary with your coworkers? We never do.
No. I have told you my salary, though.
Yes, I know.
And
you don't know mine, though.
No, I don't. It's and a, I would never ask, because I know a lot of people, most people are very protective of their privacy in that regard, and that's fine. I have no objection to it. I just don't personally care. I don't want to cause trouble, you know, with anybody right. who might find out they're making less than me, but
especially like a male-female type situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
But it's just never bothered me. It's like, well, it's just, you know, it's what I make. That's
all. A new study shows there's one age group that doesn't care. They're telling their salaries left and right. Producer Robin Geske joins us live now with more on why they're doing this.
Well, I think you guys probably already guessed the age group is millennials. That's the group that doesn't really mind, you know, sharing their salary information. There's a new study that just came out that 30% of the millennials that were asked said that they freely talk about their salary with their coworkers, which I don't. I mean, I'm one of those that don't, and I don't know. I guess I was just raised that way, but
you're slightly older than millennials.
I am. I'm slightly about 2 years outside of that window. Mm-hmm. That's something, you know, like I said, it's a personal thing to either keep private or not. But this age group, Business Insider just wrote a big article about it that said that, you know, the age group of millennials, there's several reasons why. They could point to several reasons as to why they would feel comfortable sharing that information. And some of them, whenever I go through them, you guys are going to go, oh, yeah, that's right. The first thing they said is because, you know, millennials, they said value fairness. Now, if you think about it, you know, this is the every kid gets a trophy generation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
So, that's right.
You know, everyone in the doing the same job should get paid the same no matter how much experience you have.
That's what Business Insider is saying. They're saying that, you know, that's why they feel so comfortable talking about it, because they think that everybody does make the same amount. They also value transparency. You know, WikiLeaks, they've grown up with, you know, smartphones in their hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember not being able to prove yourself, you know, prove somebody wrong in a bar when you're having a discussion with a phone in your hand. You'd have to wait till you got to a library to look it up. But so they value transparency.
There are websites where you can look up things like Glassdoor. You can look up salary, like generalized salary information for
specific
positions and things like that.
Yeah, they'll take a range of salaries, you know, several different people and ask. They also said that one of the reasons that this may be that millennials will share their information about their salary is that they prefer collaboration. They said that a lot of these kids are coming out of schools, you know, both high schools and colleges that do a lot of teamwork, a lot of, you know, working together. And they said that also shows in some of the businesses that millennials have started, Airbnb, Uber, ride sharing, mm-hmm. things like that. You're working together, you're sharing things that are life experiences, and you're sharing duties at work.
And that makes me crazy, those projects in college.
Oh, me too.
I always think those aren't fair.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's always one person who does everything.
You got it.
And then, you know, everyone else just tags along for the ride.
You got it.
Hey, you're talking about socialism.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. They also said that, but another thing is that a lot of companies nowadays are actually, it's becoming more common to talk about salaries. There are some companies that exist that are making it mandatory for employees to discuss their salary and for it to be kind of public knowledge.
Mandatory,
yeah. There's a company called Some All.
You guys shared your salary information lately?
You're fired if you haven't.
I'm going to pass out the paychecks now, and we're going to mix them all up, and then give them back.
It's pretty crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would want to do that, but it's a marketing analytics company called Some All, and they have everybody divulge their salary, and then once a week they do have discussions about it. And they said they do that because it levels the playing field for everybody that works there. It gives them an opportunity to ask for a raise if they don't feel like they're being paid fairly. But it also, you know, helps them to see how their salary fits in with the company's big picture.
But it seems to me, just like with socialism, it prevents people from wanting to do more,
exactly.
to work harder,
That's
and to achieve, because we're all going to be paid the same no matter what.
That's exactly the way I feel about it. Yeah, absolutely.
And I was just, I had a side here, another story this morning. Iceland has just made it illegal to pay women less than men for the same work. So it's a national law, and companies get in real big trouble if they don't pay people the same based on gender. And I certainly, you know, gender should have nothing whatsoever to do with how much money you make,
right.
but experience and ability should.
Right.
Exactly. And that's one thing that a lot of these don't take into consideration. You know, they say that, you know, they just think that everything should be fair. Everything should be across the board, and everything should be open and honest. And that's, you know, I...
You're right.
It's, but it, not it goes, every. I always say this to my kids. Life isn't fair.
No, my dad used to always.
I
tell
it
you
all.
My dad
the time.
Has said this to me my whole life. He'll point at a window, and everybody that knows my dad would laugh about this. He'll point at a window and he'll say, "Robin, it's a cold, cruel world out there," and that is what he will tell me every time I didn't think something was fair when I was little. When I was growing up, he still says it to this day.
You're absolutely right. This is the generation that grew up with every kid gets a trophy,
and that's the problem.
And we don't keep score of the games.
Exactly.
And we don't get grades.
The little bumper sticker on the back of your cards. My son is an honor student at such and such. The kids they all got those too. They didn't have to be honor students.
Wow.
So that's. All right. Wow. That's very interesting. Thanks, Robin. Robin Geske is our producer.